Crack in the World. Season 1, Our World. Episode 1, The Protector and the Conduit. Poem 6, The Tale of Ted Hallett. Darkness was upon Ballyshannon. It was too hot to work in the day. And sir, at the ruins of Cullerhill Castle, they worked the night away. The archaeologists were led by native Theodore Hallett V. His fathers worked on this same site, its secrets they tried to lift. Sir, a grunt called, as he put his shovel down. I think I found the entrance to the king's crown. That passage by name was legendary. Very few thought it was real. Ted hopped down into the pit to get a better feel. Sure as sure, a single file tunnel marked with engravings and art had been unearthed by his new grunt member. The who was named Bart. Get a team together, Johnny. We are going in. Can't we wait for tomorrow, Teddy? What if there's beasties within? We're going down, and that is that. This isn't an amazing find. They say kings stored their treasure here. Let's see what kind of kinds. Into the darkness they crept along, the cold wind rattled their bones. Everyone but Ted looked freaked out, the tunnel seemed to drone. Johnny, shine your light over here. Johnny didn't respond. I think he went out to get some supplies. I hope that you're not wrong. They continued further and heard something sniff. What's wrong, Connor? You smelling something? No. But something is. Where's Connor? Where'd he go? Probably to the fridge. I heard his tum-tum rumbling a little bit ago. Bart suddenly cried out in alarm, and Ted was all that was left to show. A low and primal growl emanated from the hall, and forward loped a two-legged hound. Ted pressed against the wall. Its four limbs were shaped like a man's, but clawed like a rabid dog. He had no doubt. This was a werewolf, and to his death he had slogged. There was a shining pendant of stone around the beast's broad neck. Ted grabbed it and jerked with all his might, trying to choke it to death. But the pendant broke free and hit the wall. The stone was shattered there. The werewolf instantly turned to gold treasures, and Ted just couldn't leave it there. He grabbed a necklace to confirm all was real, and he ran out of that tomb. But as he ran in the moonlight, he felt a sudden gloom. He limped right over to their tents and saw Bart's mirror there. He jumped and roared at the image he saw. A werewolf holding its stare. He backed away, as did the wolf, and he suddenly realized he was now a werewolf too. And he howled into the skies. Author's note, we've had some progress, Story Warrior. Analytics are beginning to climb slowly but in a very steady and predictable way. I've also had a few opportunities to tell stories at my church, and I'm beginning to have time to work on motion comics as well. All is looking up. Also, I've moved what used to be a fairly closed community, the Brood of Writers Wonder Brood, to our own gilded server. We have things there that you'd normally find in a Discord community, but also some incredibly exciting features such as collaborative documents, video uploading and streaming, and more. Check it all out at joshuadavidling.com, and God bless.